always see Brother Cliff come in. I always know he's going to share some good things, say things that make me think about life.
Amen. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord.
But more importantly, he always said things that make me think about death. It never fails. I know he don't intend to, but he never fails. He always make me think about death. Unfortunately, for most people, they don't think about death until death is right at the door. Let me ask you a question this morning. How are you investing your life? What is your life counting for today? What are you doing that you can honestly say, God is getting the glory out of this in my life? The Apostle James reminds us that life is like a vapor. Here for a moment and then it's gone. The Bible consistently warns us of chasing after things that we cannot keep while we neglect the thing that is most treasured. So let me ask you again. What is your life counting for? What are you doing with the life that God has given you? And when you come to your final hour, you come to your final breath, will it have made any difference? Will anybody miss you when you're gone? Grab your Bibles, turn with me this morning to Isaiah chapter 43. I want to crack the seal on something that I will finish tonight. So if you, as you sit there and make me think, by the look on your face that you're really hungry for a word from God, if you're really hungry, you'll come back tonight. I'll finish it up. But I want to crack the seal this morning on the word that God has laid in my heart. All this week, I've not been able to avoid it, not been able to get away from it. It is our custom, if you can and if you will, it is our custom to stand as we honor the reading of God's word. You're not honoring me. You're not honoring this church. You're not honoring a man, but you're honoring God. Isaiah 43, verse 1. Verse 1. I'm just going to. There are four or five points that's in this message, but I want to just give you one this morning. Isaiah 43, verse number 1, one of my favorite passages of scripture in all of the Bible. But now thus said the Lord, that created you, O Jacob, and he that formed you, O Israel, fear not, for I have redeemed you. I have called you by name, and I want you to mark the last three words. You are mine. I like that. You are mine. I want to talk to you this morning. And like I said, I just want to crack the seal on, but I want to talk to you this morning about grace for those who have fallen.
Amen.
Grace for those who have fallen. Father, thank you this morning for your presence in this place. Thank you for your grace and your mercy, for your goodness. Thank you for the anointing of the Holy Spirit that is moving in this place in a supernatural way. I pray that you speak to us now. Give us understanding. Speak to us in such a way that we can understand it. Speak to us in such a way that we can understand it. Do not let us have the spirit of slumber. Do not let us have the spirit of sleep as you speak to us from your word. Speak to us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. You may be seated. Prove to you, I'm not going to be here long. I'm going to put my notes up. One of my most beloved words in all of the Bible is the word grace. My favorite name in the Bible is the name Jesus, but my favorite word in the Bible is the word grace. I love this word, grace, the unmerited favor of God, the unearned favor of God. This word, grace,
yes, sir. Yes, sir.
It's a wonderful word when you begin to understand how great it is and how awful you are. It's a wonderful word. One of my favorite words in all of the Bible. I love this word, grace. Listen, because of grace, all of the riches and all of the blessings of God can be experienced and enjoyed by sinners who could never earn it or deserve it. I like this word. I like this word, grace. I want to tell you something. Listen to me. There will never be a time in your life when you don't need grace.
That's right. Amen. Amen.
The sinner, the lost person, the unsaved person have to have grace in order to come to salvation.
Amen.
But I'm glad, because I've been saved now for a few years. And I've come to appreciate grace as much now after I become saved as I did before I got saved. Because I understand that this same stuff that brought me to Jesus is the same stuff that keep me connected to Jesus. Life is hard. Life is challenging. And I'm going to tell you something, life is tricky. There are a lot of ups and downs in life. And there are a lot of times when we find ourselves in the midst of pain and suffering and embarrassment and shame. And it's not because of what the devil's done. It's not because of the environment that we grew up in. We can't blame it on how mama raised me or how daddy wasn't there for me. The results of it is because of my own unwise decisions.
Amen.
I can tell you this morning, Solid Rock, that perhaps 95% of the tears that I've cried and perhaps 95% of the pain that I have experienced in my life, I brought it on myself. I brought it on myself. What do you do when you're suffering self-inflicted pain? What do you do when you look at your life and all it is a big bundle of mess, and you have to come to that place where you have to admit, I did this to me.
Come on, come on. Amen, amen.
I brought this on myself. I want to be transparent and honest with you this morning. If you give me 5 minutes, I promise we'll be getting ready to go. Listen, I want to tell you something. Listen. I was saved at the age of 19 years old, Todd. Jesus Christ came into my life and he saved me. And I didn't need nobody to tell me what he had done. I knew for myself.
Come on, come on.
But over the past 30 some odd years, I can tell you that I made some unwise, ungodly, unrighteous, unholy decisions. I have sinned against God. There have been moments in my life when I rebelled against God. I knew what God was saying, but I said, I'm not going to do it.
Come on,
I'm going to do it my way. I can make this work. Let me just, here's my first point this morning. You cannot make a success out of sin. I don't care how hard you try. And so there have been times when I've been made to cry and I hurt. And let me tell you something about sin. Sin will embarrass you to the bone.
Yes, sir. Amen. Amen.
I love what God told David. When David slept with Bathsheba and put Uriah out on the front line, knowing that Uriah was going to be killed, God told David, said, what you did in secret. Said, but what I'm going to do to you, all Israel going to know about it.
That's right. Amen.
God, listen to me. God will expose your sin for your good.
Amen. Yes, he will. Yes.
And so much of my crying and much of my suffering and much of my pain over my lifetime, I'm telling you, I can't speak for you. I'm just coming clean this morning myself. I'm just telling you, I brought it on myself.
Amen.
When we come to Isaiah 43, that's where Judah is. Judah are people of God. They've been brought into the family of God, and they are covenant people with God. But because of their sin, because of their rebellion, because they had to do it their way, God allowed the Babylonians
come on.
To take them captive.
Amen.
Now, listen, if there was any race of people that the Jews hated, they hated the Babylonians. I mean, they didn't like the Egyptians, but they really didn't like the Babylonians.
Come on.
But in order to get you to repentance, and in order to bring you back to your senses, see, because sometimes we go crazy, don't we?
Amen. Help us hold the
I mean, we just jump out of the boat of sanity into the creek of craziness. And in order for God to get us and bring us back to our senses, God has to turn us over.
Come on. Amen.
To that place of pain.
Yes, sir.
God has to turn us over to that place of suffering. God has to let us go through some stuff. He had to let us go through some fire to burn some mess off of us.
Yes, sir. Amen.
What I'm glad about this morning, one point. You want the rest of it, you come back tonight. What I'm glad about this morning is that right in the midst of your pain and right in the midst of your suffering, when God turns you over to the Babylonian jail, when God turns you over to the Babylonian bankruptcy, when God rip all of your money away from you that you love, when God lets you lose that job that you thought you couldn't live without, when God is bringing correction in your life, right in the midst of it, you'll find grace. There are times over the past 30 years, Brother Dan, when God has taken me to the Babylonian woodshed.
Come on.
It's not a pleasant thing. It hurts. Let me just tell you, let me correct a bad teaching or a bad theology. Anybody that tell you that God don't hurt nothing that he loves, they lying to you. God is not like us as parents.
Come on, help us.
We got bad children and we say, oh, I love them too much to spank them. God said, I love them too much not to spank them.
Yeah. I know you're right. Amen.
Judah had sinned against God. In spite of the warnings, in spite of the time that God gave them to repent, they had sinned against God. Now listen, stay with me for just a minute. I promise you, just about through. Listen. But right in the midst of that discipline, right in the midst of that good old-fashioned whooping, God raises Isaiah, a prophet, and he sends Isaiah to the captives in Babylon. And he said, Isaiah, there are several things that I want you to tell them, but you tell them most importantly that in spite of where they are, and in spite of what they're going through, and in spite of the reason why they're going through it, come you on, tell yes, them Lord. That they yes, still Lord. Belong to me.
Woo. Yes. Yes, Father.
Look at the last part of that verse.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
You are mine. You're mine.
Amen.
I got children of my own.
Come on. Come on.
Sometimes they don't act with good sense. There are times when I think that they got water on the brain. But Miss Dad, I don't care what Chris and Marquita do. At the end of the day, they still mine.
Amen. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Listen, here's the catch. Watch this. I'm probably going home. Listen, here's the catch. They're not mine because of the color of their skin. They're not mine because they live in my house. They're not mine because of the race that they were born, but they're mine because of the blood. Some of y'all will get that tomorrow. They mine because of the blood. And when God looked down upon Judah, and when he looked down on fallen Christians who are here this morning, God said, I know you ain't worth it. I know you don't deserve it. I know you a mess, but you are still mine. I bought and paid for you at the precious cross of Calvary.
Yes, he did. Yes, he did.
Four things God said. Listen, watch. I'm not going to preach on it. I promise. I want to preach so bad this morning. Listen, listen. The four things God said to them. Listen, he said, I created you. He said, I formed you. He said, I redeemed you. He said, I called you. He said, I want you to know you belong to me.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, Father. All right.
Now this morning, listen, you might be here and you may be a fallen soldier. You've been wounded by sin. You've been wounded by some bad decisions, some mistakes, some rebellion, some sin. The good news is there's grace for those who are fallen. Now, for those of you who ain't never failed, you don't appreciate this. But for those of us who know what it feels like to be on the ground, to be as low as a snake, to be so low you have to wonder, can I ever get up again? To be so low that you have to wonder, will God even use me anymore? Have you ever been to that place where you messed up so bad that it didn't even feel like you could get a prayer through?
Woo. Yes, sir. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Father.
Mm. There's grace for you this morning. There's grace for you. I want to challenge you to read the rest of that chapter. Because listen, there's some good stuff in there. But with every person who is extended the offer of grace, there's one thing that's necessary. You have to make a decision to accept it. I want to tell you this morning, listen, God is extending to you the offer of grace. He said, I don't care what you did back yonder. I don't care how you messed up. I don't care how far you failed. He's saying to you this morning, listen to me. I'm extending to you my grace. Now, do the wise thing. Receive it. Amen. Accept it. See, as a saint, listen to me, as a believer, you got to make a decision this morning. Amen. Am I going to continue to live in failure, or am I going to start living in victory like I ought to be? As a sinner, if you're here this morning, listen to me. If you're here this morning, you never accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, you are a sinner, separated from God. Nothing you can do in and of yourself to get back to God. He's offering you grace this morning. He's saying, I made a way for you to come back home, to come back to me. It's by my grace. It's by my grace. Would you stand with me today?